Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. Very excited about continuing to celebrate our 19th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're celebrating that milestone. I hope when you have your milestones, you do the same thing. Your customers will like it. They'll appreciate it. They like the fact that the people they do business with are still around. That tells them something, my friends. It tells them that you've been able to put together a string of behaviors, a string of actions that has been successful in the marketplace. And it tells them, that's who I want to hang out with. And it'll make them come back. So don't celebrate just to be obnoxious, like you hear me being obnoxious. Celebrate because it's good for business. It's the best practice. Celebrate those milestones. And your employees will love it too. And somebody who knows all about that is our good friend Arki Chankute. Dr. Arki Chankute is one of our favorite folks. And he's been a member of our brain trust now coming up on 16 years. He's the author of Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. I wish you could see my copy. It's just about worn out, dog-eared and yellow stickers coming out of it and highlighted and red marked and everything. It's one of my Bibles in the marketplace. And he's our good friend, Arki Chankute. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, and congratulations to you. That is a long road of success, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, the premise of Built on Trust is we don't have time to build trust the old-fashioned way, two decades of being a
right.
neighbor and fulfilling each other's promises, et cetera, so that we need to find ways and craft ways of building trust quickly. And I think that your relationship with your program and your relationship with me shows something that, yes, you and I did build trust quickly. We used those principles. But we also built trust for the long run. And it shows that those techniques, those principles that you practice work both for building trust quickly to make business successful, and also that is a long-term strategy. So I feel pretty good about it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know, it's interesting that you talk about building trust quickly. That's kind of a Western thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The Eastern sentiment on the other side of the planet is still, I'm not sure how it is, where it is necessarily today, but historically, that wasn't a quick thing, was it? In America, you can show up and somebody's never met you before. You can drop in and sell them something today. I don't know if you can do that now, but there was a long time and probably a lot right now, even now, in the East, especially in the Far East, the Middle East, even. I have been there. You don't do that. You don't drop in and do business. You got to build, as you said, you got to build trust maybe over decades.
Well, that's right. Even in some of the Western European cultures, it's not decades, but it's a very formal set. But still, the principles that we've been talking about all these 16 years do apply. I mean, you still have those two basic tenets of building trust. You know, one is you make a promise that has it to do and that has a timeline, and you fulfill that promise, or you have a very good reason why not, and you make a new promise that's realistic. And
closure.
Second, you never say yes when you really mean maybe, that your commitments have to be a condition of no conditions. Now, just those two simple principles are ones that are at the basis. In the Western culture, in the United States, you know, we've been mobile since Westernization or Europeanization of the nation, and even before, we've been very mobile. And then this digital age.
Well, and you said something earlier that I really liked. I think it means a lot about when you were talking about trust, modern forms of trust and the modern application of trust. You said we don't have time to do all that. We're building stuff. We're making things happen.
That's right.
And trust, and one of the things that I've learned from you, and I say it all the time, trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice.
That's correct. It's the best business practice. It's not a moral value, although it's okay if you have...
That's part of it.
If you have moral parts to it, yes. But it is a best business practice.
It saves time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a quick break. Built on Trust is the book. And learningcenter.net, is that right?
Yes, learningcenter.net.
This is the website, so check that out. Dr. Arki Chankute and I will be right back after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.